Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
We appreciate everybody joining us here. It's Monday, August 15th. Still 2022, so don't get your hopes up. But anyway, we're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio, all things trucking and then some. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com, where you get all the links to our social media accounts, especially YouTube Live. We're on YouTube Live right now. You can check us out, like go subscribing to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And I don't want to remind everybody to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. That is a great company that gets, you know, they specialize in you taking your particulate filter off your truck, overnighting it to them, cleaning. They'll clean it in their clean actual lab where they've got clean equipment to clean a product. I mean, if you need something cleaned, you know, you don't go into some dirty shop and clean it. You take it and get it cleaned. And this right there, that'll just help you out where you can, you know, get your equipment, your parts, whatever, last longer. And then they'll send it back to you, and then you reattach it, you know, back into your system, and you're good to go. So if you've got one of those trucks that needs those particular filters, then check out DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. We appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. You can give them a call at 800-634-3010. And like I said, when you talk to them, tell them you appreciate their support and recognize, because we really do appreciate them. So I was just looking at some news, and not too much going on. You know, I mean, I got my latest issue of Landline magazine in the mail today. So I'm excited about that. This here, it's free, I'm assuming, because I don't pay for it that I know of. But yeah, they sent it to me, and, you know, it's Landline Magazine. It's part of their Landline Media that, the OIDA, the Owner Operator Independent Driver Association, their news organization where they do a lot of interviews and all that. Now, of course, we all, you know what the best thing about it is? You know where these guys stand. This is an OIDA news outlet. So you know that everything they talk about is going to be pro-OIDA. And that's fine. And I know that going in because it is part of OIDA. So that's great. Now, when you do have other entities out there, which I don't know, I mean, set me straight, you know, the ATA, American Trucking Association, who they represent, as far as we know. And I mean, I've heard people say it a couple of times where they're the ones that are in it for the big companies, because the big companies are the ones. I mean, when you look at the road team, look at the ATA road team, ATA road team. It's all big time company drivers, ABF, what are they, Teamsters, you know, stuff like that. Those kind of things. So, you know, you just gotta don't look at them. You know, when they tell you who they represent, look at who they actually are in, you know, who are they actually representing? We know OIDA represents, and they represent, and a lot of people, you know, this is the argument I get into. OIDA represents OIDA. Okay. Never underestimate that. They never think that they support you. Okay. No, they support OIDA first. Okay. That's their goal. Okay. And that's, you know, I was talking to some people. But anyway, what I was going down to with this whole deal is that in the news today, or in, and it doesn't matter, trucking news, regular news, politics, whatever, when you get into news outlets, just know for a fact that there is a bias. They just need to come out and say it. You know, don't, nobody can be unbiased. Nobody can do that. Okay, we're biased. Okay, here, we're biased. Just want to tell you that. We're going to always look out for what we like, what we support. We're not going to support anything else. We're going to have an opinion, and that opinion may not agree with everything that everybody else does. Okay? In fact, there's a lot of people here that, I mean, most of the people that call in to Redneck and I's radio here, you know, we all have different opinions. And that's the best part about this whole deal is that, you know, in the brotherhood of trucking that we're trying to create, that we're trying to reestablish here at Redneck and I's radio, is just the whole deal where you need help. You know, don't go to one side and get that help, and then everybody else is telling you, no, I wouldn't do it that way. Listen to the other person. When the other person says, I wouldn't do it that way, ask them, how would you do it? You know, and that kind of thing. And a lot of times, like even me, I'll say, I wouldn't do it that way. But that's not wrong. I wouldn't do it that way. You know, that, and that's sometimes the best advice is that, you know, well, how would you do it? Well, this is how I would do it. You know, and it's not wrong either. And, you know, a lot of solutions to problems, there's a bunch of different solutions to different problems. There sometimes there's only one solution to, there's only one solution to several problems. So just, you know that. So that's kind of what I get into here about, you know, taking care of what you got to take care of. Look out for yourself. You are biased towards you. You need to look out for yourself. A lot of times we fall into a trap. You know, I did that as an owner-operator when I was leased on. I was leased on the Swift when I first started becoming an owner-operator. And what I did was is I took a lot for the team because I was trying to stand up for the right of the owner-operator. I was trying to tell dispatchers. I was trying to tell, you know, the company, hey, this is not the way it should be done, and I'm not going to do it that way. And I would lose out on freight. I would lose out on miles. I would actually, you know, like say, you know, I'm going to take the night off and I'm going to be at your office the next morning. We're going to talk about it. I would do that. And I was looking out. I mean, I actually was thinking about trying to change the industry. And guess what? I hurt myself doing that. Because I lost out on money. I lost out on revenue because I was taking them licks, trying to make things better. And sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. So it's one of those things where, you know, what I should have been doing is looking out for myself, which means what I should have done is as soon as they weren't going the way I wanted them to go, what you do is you wrap it up and you go somewhere else. That's what we got to do. Start doing. I mean, sometimes I don't like it when, you know, drivers jump from company to company, but as an owner operator, that is pretty much how things go. I mean, look at baseball players and football players, how they do it. You know, a lot of the good ones, they're not loyal to one team. You know, they may stay for one team because they're good enough to say that team is going to pay them whatever they need. You know, but look at a lot of the good ones. They go from team to team and they sustain a great career and they go to, and every team they go to, they win. You know, different things like that. So those kind of deals is like, it's like you look out for yourself. You do what's best for you. You know, if you're going somewhere and they're not running the freight you like to run, or, you know, it's a little too hard work for you, or you're not benefiting, that's not your cup of tea, well, maybe you got to go somewhere else. I mean, we were just talking about sports on Friday. You see a lot of it. We were talking with Robbie about racing. We see that with racing. We see drivers switch teams. They go, instead of driving for one owner, they go drive for another owner, and then they start winning. And it's like, well, how come they weren't winning with the other? Well, you know, it takes a lot. It's the owner. It's the crew chief. Everybody has a part to play. And just because you're over here not doing great, it doesn't mean that you can't do great. Maybe you're, you just haven't found the right, you know, the right team. And that's what it's all about. I see it all the time. In fact, I was telling, when I was in the office at Swift, I was telling them that you know, you can have good, great drivers, but if you're not doing good for them as a dispatcher, as a driver manager, then they're not going to succeed as much as they can. And you find that out. It's just like with stockbrokers, driver managers. When you sit down driver managers, you got a good driver manager and a bad driver manager. Well, let's say that they do like that one research they did where you just flip boards, okay? All the drivers that are under the good driver manager board goes work for the bad driver manager and the bad driver manager's board. Well, guess what? That good driver manager will have that board. They'll have that board production up, and it has nothing to do with whether or not. I mean, I'm not gonna say that all the good drivers that were one board they threaten to quit and you go to the other board. No, what happens is that some of the other drivers that are really 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 good, they're gonna do a little better. Some drivers that are not that good but doing okay, they're gonna do better, and the drivers that are doing really bad, well, he's probably gonna either run them off. Or just get them up to where, you know, it's one of those things. The rule for Swift was you had to run 8,000 miles a month in order to be maintained as a full-time employee. So drivers were just under that. They were running 6,000. They were running 5,500. And you're like, how to make a living? Hey, it news to me. I have no idea. But they were at 5,500, 6,000. And bad driver managers were like, you know, whatever. I don't care. But good driver managers would tell them, listen, you got to run a little more, and you got to do better. And if you're not going to do better, then you need to get out of here. And that's a good driver manager, because, you know, it's kind of like to use a football analogy again, when your guy ain't cutting it, it's like you got to do this. You got to reach this goal. You know, if you don't reach that goal, then you got to go go somewhere else. And that's what you got to do. So yeah, it all boils down to looking out for yourself and doing what's best for you. And then, you know, figure out who you're loyal to and who's loyal to you and who's not. That's how I see it. To go back on what I was talking about earlier was about, like loyalty and teamwork and with OIDA, talking about OIDA looking out for OIDA, right? Everybody's like, OIDA is looking out for me. I wear an OIDA jacket, da 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 da, and all this. And everything, and it's so funny to me because it's like they're sitting there with some of these guys. You see them going down the road. They got rebel flags hanging off the side of their truck or in their grill, and they got they're always talking about, you know, don't tread on me and leave me alone and all that. But the first thing they want to do is they want to go join a club. You know, I was talking like that with a couple of guys that ride motorcycles, and they're looking at joining MCs, and some of them did join MCs, and some of that ain't no big of a deal. Some of it is. All depends on who you go prospect with or whatever. But it's so funny to me. It's like, you know, I see these guys wearing the MC vests and everything, and I say, you know what, it's pretty cool. But you got all this don't tread on me and all this stuff, where you're part of, like, you know, this independent person that doesn't need anybody, that wants to be left alone, but yet you're going to join a club and you go follow their rules. You know, I mean, I don't know. I just don't see it. You know, I like having everything to do on my own. That's what I like. I like being able to say, this is what I do. You know, anybody else here at Redneck and I's will tell you, everybody here at Redneck and I's, we do our own thing. And if it falls into what we want to do with Redneck and I's, great. But if it doesn't fall in with what we do with Redneck and I's, oh well. That's what it is. So yeah. So it's all about being, I don't know. I mean, if you're wanting to be a rebel, be a rebel. Don't sit there and say, well, I'll be a rebel here and do all this and all that. You know, I mean, even me as a company driver, I'm still kind of a rebel, and they don't like me too much. But I do the job. And I tell them all the time, I just want to come here and do a job and go home. That's what I want to do. You know, I have no desire to, you know, show my pride in working for you or whatever. I have no desire to do that. I just want to come in, do my job, and go home. That's all I want to do. And if I was better at doing other things, I'd be doing something else. You know, but I'm really good at doing what I do, and I just want you to pay me for that, and then I'll go home. And don't worry about anything else. So I got other pots on the fire. So let's go do something and get out of here and go home. You know, do our job and go home. You know, and it's one of those things. It's like sometimes people that are up in the higher ranks, well, they want you to have that pride because they think, you know, well, the customers, they want to see you show off that pride and all that. He's like, what do you mean? When the customer sees me, I'm polite to the customer. Customer knows that I do their, when I show up to the customer, I say, I'm here to do a job. And I want to do that job the best of my ability. And you tell me what you want me to do, and I'll do it. And that's, you know, the customer loves that. Other than that, they don't care, you know. So yeah, be you, and do what you need to do. And if you need information, you know, always know who you got going on. You know, when you go look at something, and you'll find a website or you find a news outlet that's going to tell you what's going on in the world, you know, understand where they come from, because that's going to be the big thing is, you know, what is going to be in their shoes? Like, you know, like I said, they're biased. You know, who are they supporting? You know, whenever you look at an OIDA website or OIDA news outlet, magazine, whatever, landline, you know, any information they give you, any reports that they tell you, any kind of news they give you is always going to be biased. ATA, always going to be biased toward looking out for the big companies, you know, and you see that. You just, all you got to do is look. And then the news outlets, I don't know, you know, CDL Life, Freight Waves, The Trucker, you know, and all those different news outlets that we see reporting trucking news, you know, I don't know. There's got to be some bias, and it might not even be in the actual company, but it may be in the reporters, you know, thetrucker.com, you know, as long as they come out and say we have a bias, maybe. And you know what, if you're a company out there and you're thinking, well, I don't want to reveal any kind of bias, I want to be known as being objective, well, then you got to ask your reporters, because reporters have biases. Even though they can write something to not say, you know, I mean, it's like everything you say can be skewed as neutral. But if you look in little bitty deals on there, everybody can see it, you know, especially people that read articles day in, day out. They can tell which ones lean toward a certain, you know, spectrum of an ideology. So always look out for that. And, you know, that's what I like talking about is that, because everybody says, oh yeah, we're neutral and we're unbiased. We have an unbiased opinion about everything, and we're just reporting the news. Nah, that's not true. That is not true. So yeah, I was just thinking about that the other day, and it's just like, man, that's crazy that everybody out there is reporting that they're unbiased when they're not, you know? So just come out and say it, all you news outlets, especially you major news outlets, you know? I mean, I watch MSNBC sometimes just because I want to get some kind of other opinion about something, or I want to hear what they're saying about it. Because let's just face it, if you do any kind of like conservative podcast, that's all you do is they sit there and they show you what the other side is saying, and then they tell you how crazy that sounds. That's most of the time. That's all these podcasts do, you know, is they tell you what they're saying, and they tell you, you know, isn't that crazy? You know, call me and tell me how crazy that is. It's like, yeah. I was like, but what do you have to say? That's what I want to know. And so, you know, but they do say that they're unbiased when we know they're not. You know, at least when I watch anything on Fox News, I know where they come from because they actually say it. So there you go. But anyway, we're just trucking right along here. Like I said, it's about 20 after 7 on the East Coast. 20 after, it's 6. I got 6:19 on my clock right here in front of me here in Texas. And so you can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. You can also check us on YouTube Live. That's where we're at right now, YouTube Live. And appreciate everybody joining along on that. And before we go on to the next topic, I want to mention one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. That's LTRtransportation.com. You can check them out. They are a great outfit out of Denver. And I know a couple of drivers work for them. They say they're always busy, and they're running. I mean, and they it's like they don't, it's not like a company where they get information over the Qualcomm and then they are told, go here, do what we tell you, you know, and take time off when we tell you. These drivers actually have to make decisions on how the freight gets loaded, what customers they go to, stuff like that. So they actually talk to brokers, think different things. So, you know, it's not, this is not a one of those places where you just kind of sit there and drive. So give them a, if you're looking for something, you know, like I said, give them a shout out. It's Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com, where you give them a call at 720-277-0030. And hang tight right here. It's Redneck and I's Radio. We'll see you in a bit.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.
Into this world all alone, you gotta take your soul, you're on your own. A crow flies straight, a perfect line on the devil's bed until you die. This life is short.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's Radio. We're here back. It's just another Monday here. Kick us back, 515-602-9731. You can check us out, redneckandi's.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. You can check them out at truckertools.com. .com is the website, but also you can download their app on your app store, whether you got an Android or an iPhone. You can check it out, truckertools.com. Appreciate all their support for Redneck and I. So I was diving into some news, and one of the things that caught my eye was, looks like a protest a couple of days ago in Baltimore. And there's a couple of pictures here. But it says, truckers picket in demand of payment for hours spent waiting. All hours worked, all hours paid. And I thought that was unusual. Pull that over here on this side. And then I was going to, that way I can share it on here with you guys and you guys see the picture. So this is on CDLLife.com. And it says, truckers picket in demand of payment for hours spent waiting. And you can see here, it's got a picture. It says, all hours worked, all hours paid. It says, truckers movement for justice. It says, truck drivers picketed outside the port of Baltimore on Thursday in protest of high wait times with no pay. Now, that's the first thing I read when I was kind of getting, I didn't read really any further because I was kind of skimming along in a hurry. But that right there just had, so who's responsible for the wait times and who's responsible for paying? Because sometimes that can be two different people. You know, you're being held up by the customer. The customer probably has, you know, it's one of those things where the customer pays the carrier pays you, the driver. And whatever, you know, they'll tell you this customer doesn't pay any kind of wait time or detention. And a lot of times contracts for owner-operators will say that you only get paid detention if the carrier gets it from the customer. So as an owner-operator, you're like, hey, I should get paid detention. Well, we don't get paid detention, so you don't get paid attention. So, and that's, it's coming through changes because that's one of the things that is the driving force around drivers, whether or not they quit or don't, you know, don't quit or whatever. So it says more than a dozen independent truck drivers protested on August 11th and told WBAL 11, the news outlet there, at the wait hours to get loaded all without pay. It says, I feel that all hours worked, all hours should be paid because my truck is still running. I'm burning fuel. My time is cost. I'm trying to operate a business, said John Richardson Allaire, an independent truck driver. Says it's costing losses for me and my family of five kids, my household, said Darney Crawford Sayer, another independent truck driver. He goes, I love my job. I love what I do, but I really don't like coming to the port because of the long waits that are free. You know, I'm working for free, Crawford Sayer said. So truck drivers went on to say that the port is focused on unloading ships, not loading trucks. Says they hire more workers for the ships than they do for the drivers themselves. So the numbers that they project ship to shore, but not shore to door. That's pretty good, said Krog Elsie, an independent truck driver. Says the Port of Baltimore has since released a statement, but did not specifically address the concerns of these drivers. Says over the past several months, the U.S. East Coast has been experiencing a significant shift in vessel calls and volumes. This increase in volume has put pressure on all the aspects of our supply chain, workforces, and region, leading to significant increases in dwell times, import and empty container volumes, and equipment shortages. It says, come to the table, negotiate an agreement with truck drivers across the country at all of your terminals, all hours work, all hours paid, and we want a process that handles disputes between drivers and management, a grievance process, said Bill Randall, an organizer for Truckers Movement for Justice. And let's see, again, what this says, I mean, they say independent. They keep saying independent driver. So that means this independent is actually being contracted by who? A broker or the actual port? Because it's whoever's paying you should be paying you the detention. And if the port's not paying detention, like they say, we don't pay detention. Well, guess that's real easy. And if Greg were here, he would tell you it's really easy. I'm not hauling your stuff. You know, if I have to show up there and wait 2 hours in order to get the container picked up, guess what? Your container ain't getting picked up. So just don't do it. So that's easy. How about that? I was going to click on this news reports here and see if there's some kind of video or anything. Come on now. Oh, yeah, there is. Here we go. This might be exactly what I read, but we'll give it a shot.
In addition to
Campworks builds adventure trails.
Yeah, it's going to go through a process, and it's thinking that I'm. I just muted.
Our Dell Power.
See, there's a mute button, and it won't let me mute.
Our Edge server.
Get out of here.
Is an incredible asset. It means that we really aren't limited. All we have to do is reach the potential for ourselves.
Yeah, get out of here with that.
Claims they're working for free. Independent truckers contend what's happening to them here at the port represents another kink in the supply chain. More than a dozen independent truck drivers rallied outside the gates of the Port of Baltimore. They're trying to draw attention to their long hours of waiting for cargo, that has already been unloaded from ships to be put onto their vehicles. They complain they're not getting paid for all that idle time.
I feel that all hours should be paid because my truck is still running. I'm burning fuel. It's my time. My time is cost. I'm trying to operate a business.
Protesters contend hours of idling delays deliveries, which could add to the cost of consumer goods.
I love my job. I love what I do, but I really don't like coming to the port because of the long waits that are free.
Are you working for free?
The Port of Baltimore ranks among the first in the nation in volume of vehicle cargo, farm and construction machinery. It is in the top 10 for foreign cargo.
They hire more workers for the ships than they do for the drivers themselves. So the numbers that they project is ship to shore, not shore to door.
In a response statement, the Port of Baltimore did not specifically address the truckers' concerns. Over the past several months, the U.S. East Coast has been experiencing a significant shift in vessel calls and volumes. This increase in volume has put pressure on all aspects of our supply chain, workforces, and region, leading to significant increases in dwell times, import and empty container volumes, and equipment shortages.
Come to the table. Negotiate an agreement with truck drivers across the country in all your terminals. All hours worked, all hours paid, and we want a process to handle disputes between drivers and management of grievance process.
Truckers point out delays in deliveries not only take money out of their pocket, but it can be inconvenient and costly for consumers as well. Reporting live from the Port of Baltimore, David Collins, WBIL TV 11 News.
So yeah, there you go. Get all this stuff up here. Like we say all the time before, they all say it, they all put on their independent, you know, they type it up, you know, who are you, what are you doing and all that. And we don't really know for sure. I'd really like to find out more details about all that kind of stuff. But what it boils down to is that, it's easy. It's easy. Just don't haul the freight. Yeah, there's a bunch of freight and somebody's going to haul it. Let them haul it. Let them haul it. They'll go broke. You go do something else. But if you can't go do something else and that's what you want to do and you can't and they won't negotiate with you, guess what? You're stuck. So either don't do it or do it. But I can see where they should be paying. I agree. But who's the one telling you that you're either not going to get paid or get paid? You know, are you showing up there hoping you get paid, but you don't, you know, or are you just flat out just, you know, knowing that, hey, you know, when I go there, I don't get paid, you know, and it's funny to me because I would have thought that these carriers or the ports, I thought that they're all run by government and the government's trying to fight global warming. And now you got all these trucks idling. I thought that was bad. I guess that's no problem. We don't care about that no more. But you saw on there. They were all day cabs. A lot of them day cabs that were honking horns and driving by. They're owner operators too. I've seen independent owner operators that do nothing but day cabs, and that's what they do. They haul the freight all day. And that's mainly because that might be the reason why these guys can't do anything else, because they can't drive somewhere and sleep in the truck. So they got to haul that freight because it pays the best in a short distance, and they got to do it. So, you know, ain't no telling what's going on with that. But again, you know, take care of you and look out for you. And those guys there, hey, they're actually doing the same thing I was doing when I told y'all they're taking one for the team. They're missing out on making money standing out there trying to raise attention to what's going on. So you got to commend them for that, you know, but we do know what that result is. They got to go back to work. We know that they can't afford without some kind of like, you know, donor or some kind of organization giving them money so they can continue to picket or whatever. You know, they got to go back to work. They got to go do something. They can't afford it. So ain't no telling. But other than that, you know, I don't know what else to say, because it's crazy business of what's going on out there. I was going to pull it back up here. But yeah, that's there was another article talking about driver pay, and and how it says truck wage growth excels amid driver shortage. And that was from the Washington, D.C. radio news. And we'll dive into that a little bit because that's pretty interesting. And it falls right along with what we were talking about with bias, because you don't know sometimes. You don't know how that's going to play out, the bias. And you always want to, you know, got to know where they're coming from. So check that out. But anytime, like I said, give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. Don't forget to go check us out at redneckandeyes.com, where you can find links to all our social media accounts. We got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're also on YouTube. We're on YouTube Live right now. Appreciate everybody joining along with that. Let's see here. I was going to click on there and make sure we're all up to date on everything. Good deal. We had a couple of comments on YouTube. We'll get back to that here in a second. But we're going to step away, take a little break, and we'll be back in a second. So like I said, check us out, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. And thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration, dpfregeneration.com. You can check them out. Give them a call at 800-634-3010. That's those great guys over there. They clean the aftermarket, or not aftermarket, but, you know, the particulate filters that you need. But they also got parts. So they got plenty of different kind of parts and the knowledge, just diesel engine knowledge, any side diesel engine. Go check them out at dpfregeneration.com, and appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. So this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. We'll see you in a bit. Lover of the other side of the hill.
Bandana hanging on the mirror, still wet from ear to ear. Well, I guess it's true then, what the wise man say. When you ride your last one, make sure he's the best one. Jump while he's moving, get your hat, boys, and walk away. 10-4, buddy, come on back. A horse trailer on the Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneck and Eyes. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Everybody, hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're back here. Last leg of our hour show every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. We're also on YouTube Live. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And that's about it, you know. Hey, before we go any further, I thank one of our great sponsors. That is Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. Download their app from the App Store. TruckerTools.com is also the website. Go check them out. Appreciate all their support for Redneck and Eyes. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. Appreciate it. So let's head over to the phones. What's going on there, bud?
Hey, how's it going, brother? Thank you. I love your program, bro. I mean,
hey, appreciate it, man.
I look forward to 7 o'clock Eastern time every Monday through Friday. So thank you for doing this, my friend.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Man. Well, like I said, we're trying to get everything out there to everybody so people can have a chance to make their own mind up about what they think about things.
Amen to that, my friend. Yeah, I'm here in I'm the one that commented on YouTube.
Oh yeah, okay, good deal.
I've been doing the port work since January of last year, and I have jumped from company to company, but finally I'm with a company that's paying me hourly, and I don't have I don't have anything to worry about with him. But, you know, and I noticed that, and I don't know if it's the company I work for, but, and I can remember previously when I was getting, prior to this job I'm at right now, I would pull into the stack to get the container. I would be sitting there waiting, and sometimes, occasionally, and the way the port employees that drive around there and stuff, they say, oh, well, sometimes your container can be on the bottom, and it could take longer for you to get the container. But what I've noticed for the company that I'm working for right now, like earlier, I pulled into the stack to get the container. There was already two, three trucks already in the stack, and there's five lanes. So let me at least say that there's a total of five lanes. You know, for five trucks, you pull in the stack, and then the crane brings out the container. And what I noticed was that every time that I do that, now that I work for this company, even if there's other drivers in there, they're bringing out my container prior to the guys that are already sitting there. And I'm the kind of person that I don't want to cut in front of anybody. You know, I'll wait my turn, so to speak. And that's how usually every, you know, here in Norfolk and then the other port in Portsmouth, that's how, you know, everybody usually works. You know, if there's a line, then they're, you know, each driver communicates with each other and says, hey, okay, I'm the last one, you know, so to speak. And but I noticed, yeah, they seem to, for company drivers like myself and everything, they're bringing out those containers, like, even when there's other drivers waiting in there. And it's like, huh, I wonder why that happens. Why is it that me being a company driver and then having the owner operators, which I feel for them because you know, I've been in their shoes. I was driving for an owner operator, and then also the company, my previous company before this job, I was working for an owner that would only pay per container. And I was like, yeah, so you're hustling, trying to hurry. And unfortunately, I feel bad when that happens, because I figured, well, these guys were first, you know, take care of them. And unfortunately, that's just how the port does it. And I don't know why.
Okay. So like you don't know whether or not they have some type of contract with the carrier, the company, that maybe, you know, that company gets paid detention and the independents don't. I mean, you don't know if that's true or not, or is that the case, do you think, maybe?
Yeah,
is that possible?
So for the owner operator, I know the previous company I was working for, they were giving me $35 per container. If I happen to be there over 2 hours, then I got $20 after the 2 hour mark. But I noticed, like, I could be sitting there waiting for the container for an hour and 50 minutes.
right.
And then
right.
They give me out.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
so
I said, you suck.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we fall into that trap all the time. And like these guys here, they were talking about, you know, getting paid once they get there and everything. And it might be that case. It might be where they're actually independent and they're not getting compensated because, you know, so in my opinion, and maybe you would think this would be something, if the port is run by, say, you know, whatever it is, a government entity, you would think that they would try to institute type of fairness, you know, that, like you're saying, first come, first serve, and there isn't no, but I don't know. I don't really understand why they do it that way. But yeah, it's, I guess that's the way it crumbles sometimes.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, so yeah, I feel I didn't notice that they were having a problem in Baltimore. I haven't been to the Baltimore port. You know, I've just been I am a local driver as well and stuff. But yeah, I was just blown away that you know that they were having this issue and I, like I said, I just felt bad for the guys. You know, like every time I pull into a stack, they're busting out the container that I'm there for fairly quick, but then the guys that are there, and you can tell the owner operators and the company drivers because yeah, there's the company logo on the truck that I drive, and then the owner operators they got different names and stuff, or this is contracted by Schneider or the other carriers that have that and stuff.
So they could be owner operators, just not necessarily independent. They're leased on to, like you said, JB or Schneider or somebody. That's
yeah awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you this. So you say you run out of Norfolk. Is it common or is it possible for the drivers that run local to go? Because I know those cities are within a couple hours drive. I mean, like, could you go to Norfolk and then go somewhere and then drive up to Baltimore and do like, is it possible to go to different ports in a day or a week or whatever?
Yeah, so like today I had three pickups out of Portsmouth, and then I had one out of Norfolk, and there's a Walmart distribution center in Williamsburg, Virginia, like up in the mountains, kind of country area and stuff, and I know a lot of owner operators like doing this Walmart one because it pays when I was driving for the owner operator when I first started doing the port work last year he was making for that Walmart run he was making like I want to say 330 to take a loaded container from the port up to the Walmart distribution center and then take an empty bring an empty back and then drop it off at the port. So basically if you can do like at least three or four of those, you're give or take your for an owner operator, they're looking like $900, maybe $1,200, you know, if they can fit four in and stuff.
Right.
And, which is good. I thought it was good. Maybe an owner operator might disagree with me, but yeah, it definitely was. If you can go ahead and do that route, and then going out of Portsmouth and Norfolk to Williamsburg, that's like a 45-minute drive, you know, and that's going the speed limit and
yeah.
Stuff. So not really too bad, but sometimes there's traffic on the.
Yeah.
On the 64 and stuff.
Yeah, there's that's like it here down in Houston. There's in Baytown out there. There's a really huge Walmart distribution center, and there's different ports, Houston, and then sometimes different like Port Arthur and all that. So the same thing. It's
uh-huh.
Like you can go pick stuff up, and they love that Walmart. Walmart pays good, and you're right. It's a good especially getting in. I don't know about if you've been in there, but the Walmart here in Baytown, it's quick. You get in, you're out. Like you're saying, the delay
really?
Is at the Walmart's fast. It's always fast.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The Walmart here in Williamsburg and stuff, literally, I pull in there. I give them my BOL. They take the BOL. They verify the numbers on the lock on the back of the container, and then
mm-hmm.
they bring me out a ticket, and then I literally they have yeah it's a huge lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a very
exactly.
huge
yeah,
lot.
It's huge.
And,
yeah,
they give me in and out like literally the only time that I have a hard time is trying to find the empty. Because they have so many different sections, and of course they have to go down a row of containers and
yeah.
and trying to find the one that I'm supposed to bring back with me.
I know, yeah, I tell you. But that's cool, man. I appreciate you giving me the insight on that because, like I said, I was confused when those guys were picketing because I didn't know whether or not they were actually independents or maybe they were leased on. And it's probably because, you know, but being a company driver, you know I do the same thing. It's like I make really good money, and if you guys want to be an owner-operator, yeah, go right ahead. But I tell you what, sometimes as company drivers, you can make more money, and then you've got less overhead. Yeah. So, you know, you've got to watch out. So overhead is expensive. The fuel and tires, all that.
especially here in Virginia right now, the gallon of diesel is $4.95, and like, man, I I'm seeing some of these owner operators, they're just going to the station and they're only putting like 200, maybe 250, and I'm like, I can't blame them, but of course when I go, I'm filling up, and I'm in a day cab Peterbilt and stuff. It's an 8-speed, and to fill it up, I filled it up on Friday, and I need a DEF, and it came out to $500 to put a DEF and fill up both of the tanks, but they're small tanks on that day cab that I drive. $500, I can imagine, you know, for an owner operator that has big, huge tanks, you know, and stuff, that's probably just not sufficient for them just to be filling up the tanks for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you're, like you're saying, it's only a couple of $100 a pop for each load. And sometimes I don't know how you get paid. It's all about how you get paid, really, you know, and I don't know about you as when I was an owner operator, sometimes you would like wait, you would like get fuel on a certain day and then wait another couple of days because the way it fell on a settlement, because you're leased onto a contractor, they would say, well, we won't take the fuel off of this settlement until next week. So you were always trying to finagle that to where you would be able to get fuel when you were actually getting paid for that load. And you didn't want to get too much fuel there before you get paid. So it's crazy, but
the way I was driving for the owner operator, and that's another thing, my friend, is that the companies out here that do container work, they can be shady at times, and that's why I currently where I'm working at right now, because the previous company, I would tell them what containers I picked up, what I had done, and I would hand them everything that they needed to pay me correctly, and then at the they pay every Friday, which isn't bad, but sometimes they miss a container, and that hurts, you know, because it's like, hey man, I need to get paid for what I've done, you know.
I tell you what, you're hit the nail on the head with that one, man. That is definitely, you know, we do that. We love the independence of being able to work for an owner operator, somebody that's a smaller business. Maybe we can make a little bit more money and do a little extra side work or whatever, but when they can't get their stuff straight, what can you do? You know, I mean, I got to get paid.
And then they tell you, oh, we'll get it on next week's check. I said, no, damn it, I need this.
I know, right?
I need it on this week's check. You're not understanding me. You go, well, how about you get paid for the hours you work, and then pay yourself next week, then versus me getting paid for the container that I did pick up for you. You know,
I'll
tell you. Yeah, the beast that exists within the port work and stuff, but like the guy on the video, I love it, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
But unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't work out very well, which is terrible. But I now getting paid hourly is so much better. And the company I work for, Centerline, and I guess they're affiliated with True Blue, and they swear by their company. They said if I'm missing hours, just let them know, and then they'll get it. And I get direct deposit as well. Versus my previous job, I had to wait for a darn check, and then the owner of the company, his bank was only open Monday through Friday. And then on Friday they closed at 6, and I was like, "Yeah, it was such a head, such a headache to cash a check.
Man, that's awesome. Yep.
Hey, my friend, you guys are going to be in Pennsylvania, right?
We're going to try to be. I don't know if I'm going to be there or not, but definitely we will be. There'll be a presence there at the truck show there in Pennsylvania in September up there, you know, around Iowa. What is it? Interstate 80 at the Truckers for Hope truck show. Yeah, September 23rd. Yeah, I don't know if I'll be there or not. I'm going to try, but it's more likely just going to be Tiffany and Greg, maybe some other people. But, you know, we already talked to them about being there, but then we're not going to be like, you know, at one of the big events. We're just going to be around. We're going to be there handing out stuff, looking for people. So, yeah. So we'll definitely be doing that. So,
That'll be cool. And as it comes up, you guys will be making an announcement to let us know if you're gonna be able to make it and stuff, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna take the because here, you know, to get up. I'm originally West Coast. I'm only here in Virginia because my son-in-law is in the Navy, and so so me being out here in Virginia right now, well, I'll probably be here at least another year, maybe a year and a half and stuff. But yeah, I'm from the West, so I was like, I gotta check this stuff out while I'm here. And when you mentioned about the truck show in Pennsylvania, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna hit it, I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to make sure that you guys were there.
No problem at all. Yeah, and I mean, just definitely check out these shows. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to some of these shows, but I mean, they're pretty awesome, especially these smaller ones where, you know, it's definitely small town folks, and you got the nicer trucks and out there, and that, to me, that's just the coolest thing is some of these trucks. Some of these people I've met over the years, and they're always the truck shows, and they're always, you show up and you go, well, I've seen their truck before. No. They've changed it. They've modified it somehow. They've always making upgrades to the truck. So it's always cool to see things that they do to these trucks to make them look different and new. And, you know, some of the older trucks look better than the newer trucks. So, yeah, it's awesome.
I'm mesmerized by trucks with my friends. So my uncle, he was a truck driver in L.A. for like over 45 years. And that's where my passion came for wanting to be a truck driver was because of my uncle. So,
that's awesome.
But hey, my friend, I know you're at the end of the time, so God bless you guys. Like I said, I'll definitely be watching the show at 7 o'clock. You have a great night, my friend. Don't work too hard.
I appreciate you, and yeah, don't be a stranger, man. Give us a holler anytime, and we'll be reaching out to you. We'll be letting you know what we're doing.
Okay, my friend. Deal. Perfect, man. Have a good night, my friend. God bless.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Bye bye.
All right, good deal. Yeah, that was Chris. Chris, he called in to listen, and that's because we were talking about the port in Baltimore. He's right there next to it, and he does that, so that's awesome. So that's what we're all about here, man, bringing out the information that everybody has and getting things out to everybody. So check us out, Redneck and I's Radio, always live here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And you can, like I said, check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Go subscribe to YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Don't forget all the great sponsors. That's Trucker Tools, truckertools.com, Load to Ride at LTRtransportation.com, and DPF Regeneration at DPFregeneration.com. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And like I said, we'll be out here. You guys stay safe, stay successful, and we'll see you out there on the road.
I run freight out of Wheeling, West Virginia, and U.S. Steel from Bethlehem.
And I rolled tobacco out of the Carolinas. California wines in the Birmingham. Some people work just to survive.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandi's.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a redneck and I.